Father, we pray that you come now in the abundant power of your Holy Spirit, that you speak deep into all our hearts and our minds, that we would be transformed into the knowledge of your love. For we pray it in Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Let your light shine before men. What does it mean to let our light shine? What does it mean to be radiant for Christ? As I said earlier to the children in the children's talk, I love the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7. And over the next number of weeks, we're going to be looking at different parts of the Sermon on the Mount. But I encourage you that if you have a blue book near you or a Bible near you, to open it at Matthew chapter 5 and follow this passage through with me this morning from verses through 13 through to 16 in particular. We've already thought with the kids about the law and what it means to hold the law, to have it in our lives, and that it's not there to restrict us, but it's actually there to help us to live life in a far better way. But how does all this help us to let the light of Christ shine out of our lives into a somewhat darkened world? For those of you that are cooks, for those of you who enjoy messing about in the kitchen, as I do, you will often open the cupboard and reach in and lift out that white tumbler that's full of salt. And I like to cook with salt. I think it sometimes just adds flavour. Now, I know that doctors and medical experts will say you shouldn't take salt. And I'm not going to contradict them, because I don't want anybody in church having a heart attack because you've took salt because the rector said it was all right. But sometimes there's just food that needs it. Like a spud. A boiled potato just needs a little bit of salt. Or a bag of chips. Could you eat a bag of chips without putting salt or vinegar on them, or both? I couldn't. Well, I could, but I'd prefer not to. But salt is only of benefit as long as it is actually salt. As long as it tastes of saltiness. And this morning, as we were making our way to church and going about our usual Sunday morning routines, you will have noticed that salters were out through the night. That the roads were salted to try and keep the frost at bay, and so that the roads would be safe for us to drive on. If that salt that was scattered wasn't salt, was just grains of hard rock, it would be of absolutely no benefit. Just the same as the salt that's in our cupboard at home, if we put it on our food and it has lost its saltiness, it's of absolutely no benefit. A little while ago, a few months ago, the salt that we were using all of a sudden didn't taste salty. And I found myself having to put extra on my dinner because what I'd used to cook with wasn't doing the job. And I did say at one stage to Mum one of the times, "That salt doesn't taste salty." And Mum said, "Yeah, it was an old packet at the back of the cupboard. It had lost its saltiness." I want us to apply that to our lives. We might look like Christians. We might, on a Sunday morning, behave like Christians. We come to church. It's a good thing to do. But if we don't actually live it the rest of the life, or the rest of the week, then we've lost our saltiness. It's of absolutely no benefit to the world. And we're not going to let our light shine as we should. This afternoon, when you go home and you have your Sunday dinner or whatever your routine is in a Sunday afternoon, if you lift the salt cellar, rather than putting it on your dinner first of all, take a little pinch of it and put it in the palm of your hand and look at it. And you'll see that it's not one big lump that just sits in the middle of your dinner. but that it's actually hundreds and thousands of tiny little specks, tiny little grains of salt. Or if you use rock salt, you can see it, it's a bit bigger. But do this, a little exercise for you. Dip your finger on one, just one grain of salt, not on a lot of them, just one, and put it on your tongue and see if you can taste it. And then wet your finger and dip it in the middle of the pile that's in your hand, and then try and taste it till you see the difference. I said to the children that Jesus came to uphold the law, just as he said himself in verse 17. For us as Christians, we need to take all of the counsel of God and apply it to our lives. We can't just take one or two little bits and apply it. We need to take it all, or we take none of it. Just like that salt, the one little speck would be of absolutely no use on your dinner plate. And yet a nice pinch is maybe just all you need. As Christians, we need to apply everything, the whole pinch, and not just one little bit. Hope I'm making sense. Then Jesus goes on to talk about you are the light of the world. And the city on top of a hill cannot be hidden. I wonder when was the last time that you've gone up one of the hills around Strabane, up Evesh or up Curly, at night. And as you're coming down, you will notice the lights of Strabane. And they're varied in colour as we get new street lights in certain parts. You'll see at times the Malvern totally lit up, and there's more lights down there, I think, than you'd find in Old Trafford. That is impossible, as those are being lit, to hide. The only way to hide them is to turn them off. And so from the sky, you will see Strabane. Go on to Google Maps and look at a night shot of it from the NASA space station, and you will see Strabane, bright. So it should be with our lives. What use is a light if we take it and hide it? You remember one Sunday in church, I took a candle and I lit it, and then I put a bucket on top of it. What use is that to anybody? What use is the torch in your cupboard at home if the batteries are flat or going flat? We need to plug in to the Lord Jesus and charge up. We need to let our light shine before men. And it's only through us that others will get to know about Jesus. There's a verse of scripture, I forget where it's at, but there's a verse of scripture that says, how shall they know if they have not been told? And we are the vessels to tell others. People should be looking at us as individuals and us as a church and going, wow, what have they got that I haven't got? That's how we let our light shine. And we're not being big-headed about it. And we're not being ultra-proud. And we don't have super egos. We're just doing what Jesus tells us to do. We're letting the light of God shine before others. And Jesus says, why do you do this? He says, first of all, so that they'll see your good deeds. They'll see how we live. We are the living example in the body of Christ. But ultimately, in the last of verse 16, he says to praise your Father in heaven. That's what all this is about. It's about being able in all our lives to praise our Father in heaven. During our Bible week that we had 2 weeks ago, one of the evenings, Bishop Ken looked at the topic of what it meant to have a beautiful mind. And he took that portion of scripture that says, therefore, brethren, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And then it goes on to say, and let your minds be transformed. We need to present ourselves before our God in heaven. And we do that by loving each other as Christ loves us. And how did Jesus love us? By dying for us. And so we need to spiritually and sacrificially die to self and rise to new life. We need to be like a pinch of good, wholesome salt. Not just one grain of it, but a whole big heap of it. And we need to be a light shining where the battery's fully charged. We need to be one of those supersonic energy-saving light bulbs that they promise will never go out. So that whenever we come to heaven, God will say the words, "Come in, good and faithful servant." And when we get to heaven, we will see lots of other people there because they saw the light of Christ shining in us. All this is only possible by having that relationship with Jesus. We can't do it on our own. We need to be fully plugged into Him and let Him fill us right up. We need to take all that He says, not just a part, and apply every part of it in our lives. We need to, as we were singing in that hymn a few moments ago, we need to picture the cross, the sacrifice that He made for us on it, and embrace Him wholly in our lives. When we do that, then our light will shine before men. Never cover it up, but remain fully charged in Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we are sorry for the times in our lives when we haven't been salt and light as we should be. Help each of us to be salt and light in the world, bringing others to You, letting our light shine before men, so that Your praise and Your glory will always be risen in our lives. For we pray it through Christ our Lord. Amen.